A few years ago, Purdue researcher David Thompson was working on a cancer drug using a compound called cyclodextrin. It's a molecule that looks a little bit like a string of pearls wound into a donut shape. And as he was doing this research, he had a fateful meeting.
That's actually probably the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me scientifically.
Thompson met another scientist who'd been trying to find treatments for a rare disease called Niemann-Pick type C. So rare, in fact, that just one in 120,000 babies in America is born with it. That makes NPC almost 200 times rarer than Down syndrome. But unlike Down syndrome, Thompson says it's usually not obvious that children have Niemann-Pick until several years into their life.
The individuals that are afflicted start becoming clumsy. They have difficulties eating, swallowing. They start losing capacity of in their liver, spleen, and lung because it's affecting multiple organs.
What happens is cholesterol starts building up in certain brain cells, eventually causing those cells to die and causing the child to lose organ function. That's how West Lafayette resident Trent Smith lost two of his kids, Riley and Braden. A third, Keaton, is still fighting the disease. Smith, his wife, and a daughter who isn't afflicted with NPC started a charity a couple years ago to raise money for research. And for the last 2 years, Purdue men's basketball coach Matt Painter has made the Smith Family Breakthrough Fund his charity of choice when he participates in an online vote against other coaches trying to raise awareness for other causes. This year, Painter won, so the fund gets another $100,000. Trent Smith says it's a significant increase in funding over what had been raised to date.
Until this win, we were about $300,000. Obviously, this puts us over the $400,000 mark in that time frame. Been able to fund research, mostly here at Purdue, to work on potential treatments for Niemann-Pick type C disease.
Painter says it mattered to him that research on the disease was happening at Purdue, so hopefully the money would stay close to home.
I've done some things with Coaches versus Cancer, and anytime something hits home and it's closer and it's in your community, it just means a little bit more.
But both Trent Smith and David Thompson are quick to point out that only those researchers who get results will get money. Smith says he and a medical advisor reevaluate every year where their money will do the most good.
Certainly, we need to show promise. I mean, every dollar that's donated, I feel like we're being entrusted with that money to do the right thing with it. So looking for some demonstrated progress is important to us.
And the progress is important to Thompson and to a trio of his graduate students who are doing the research. Christopher Collins has been with Thompson on the project for 5 years. He says he feels a personal connection to the work, especially since it's not a high-profile disease, so large, well-funded pharmaceutical companies have not devoted many resources to solving it.
The fact that they don't have big pharmaceutical companies working on it, they have to kind of rely on smaller groups because of the low awareness, the low funding environment all the way across the board. It makes what we're doing that much more important.
But there may soon be more companies joining the research. Thompson says his group is nearing the start of a trial designed to find how cyclodextrin can be administered more easily and in smaller doses, all while staying in the body longer.
From that experiment, we will be selecting an agent that essentially will become the starting point for a small company that called Jewel Laboratories that will try to advance that as a potential NPC therapeutic.
Niemann-Pick type C is classified as an orphan disease, one so rare that it's confined to relatively few people or a small geographic region. Most orphans, though, don't have extended families. But Trent Smith says even as this orphan has taken the lives of two of his kids and threatens the life of a third, his family in West Lafayette is growing all the time. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.